Serena, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. What can you tell us about the rollout so far? Just how successful has it actually been amongst specifically the disability care sector?
Look, for both people with disability and people that care for them in various different roles, it's been a very confusing and difficult time for people trying to access the COVID vaccine.
What would you say are kind of the main things holding this one back?
I guess there's quite a number. When we talk about people with disability, even though many of them fit in the priority areas, they are unaware or unsure of how to get vaccine, what their options are, what the best vaccine is for them now, given the absolute confusion about who could get Pfizer, who could get Astra, where they can go to get it, whether they can access a premises to actually have the vaccine. And in some cases, there's some really good things happening on behalf of New South Wales Health, where people can access vaccines in their homes, etc. But it's not necessarily the case that their local GP or the person they might engage with to ask the questions knows about the initiatives that are out there for them. When it comes to care workers, there's a number of things that probably hold them back. And one is obviously a choice on what to have. And again, the confusion about whether or not they should have AstraZeneca, which is at the moment the far more easily accessible vaccine for them. But then there's the more difficult issues of, are they able to take paid leave during the daytime to get to a hub if they need to go to it to get vaccinated? Also, there's issues of if they choose not to vaccinate, will, I guess, as a casual worker, if they lose time for sickness and they don't get paid for that, then they're more likely to work across different, I guess, workplaces, individuals' homes, etc., and take a risk. So we'd like to see paid leave for casual workers to ensure that they don't take those risks as sick when they're not vaccinated.
One I haven't heard from you, Serena, but one I'm most certainly being heard cited, particularly I think from the government, is scepticism around the vaccines themselves. Is this at all a significant factor?
Look, I couldn't speak to everybody's individual understanding of the vaccines. I think more and more at the moment, it's the confusion. I think many people, as we've seen, even by people that may not be in our industry, younger people going, we want to access the AstraZeneca vaccine, but there's very different information happening on a daily basis about the risks to them in terms of vaccination. And that becomes very problematic when you're trying to make a decision and make it quickly. We don't want to see people left unvaccinated for months and months at a time and continue to have risks, especially when we're seeing the Delta variant coming into our population and spreading very rapidly. And of course, people with disability, particularly those that need care and need the help of disability support workers, often are the ones that are most at risk and are often put at risk because unvaccinated people must come into their homes, and that is a problem. Mm. It's also very concerning that they will then shut their doors and not have the care and support that they need in order to keep themselves safe.
So this mandate that has essentially come down from on top, where does this kind of put the onus on getting the vaccination? Because it seems very much to me like it's still leaving the onus on the disability care workers themselves.
Absolutely. And of course, mandating it means that there will be some people that will leave their jobs. They will take the position that they don't feel they have a choice. They don't choose to get vaccinated and will therefore leave the industry. It's a very difficult industry already. We want to ensure that the people that are working in this industry are there and remain, and that people with disability aren't left stranded. So at this point in time, I would be looking to do many other things before I mandated the need for disability workers to absolutely have to be vaccinated. Again, the things that I think we can do, as I said, are ensuring that they get paid leave to have the vaccination, that they get clear information about what vaccinations do, why it's important that they have it, and which vaccination might be best for them. And again, because we have quite a casualised workforce, looking to see how we can support casual workers when they're sick to cover that need to get paid, rather than put people at risk by going out and working when they might be ill and could be spreading the virus.
And just on that that sort of spectre of a potential chunk of the workforce actually leaving, do we have sort of an estimation of what kind of hole that would leave within the sector?
Like anything, it would depend on the amount of people that would leave, but any loss of care would leave a hole in the sector. It's already quite short-staffed and struggling to meet the needs. So for people with disability, they would be seriously concerned if that dropped in any way, shape or form. We'd rather see it rise.
Do we expect to see any further developments on this one in the coming weeks, do you think? Do you think we've had this announcement coming over the course of this week? Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said he will continue to discuss this with the sector itself. Do we expect further developments?
Look, I guess there will be that those discussions will take place. Whether or not they do land in the same way that they have for aged care, I couldn't say. I'd have to leave that to the politicians to make those decisions. But I hope that they're making them with the advice from the sector and choosing the very best pathway that they can.
Well, Serena, thank you very much. I do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
You're welcome, Sean. Have a great day and thank you for having me.